Welcome to the Van Hack Podcast, the podcast for tech talent that wants to get hired abroad.
Great. So tell us something about yourself.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. This is Dibargo. I am a full stack developer with around 9 years of experience. I was working in India before moving to Germany. Here also, I'm working on a full stack developer role. I'm working more on the front end now. So that's it.
Hi, this is Paul Mia. I have a similar kind of experience as his, 9.5 years of experience, all on full stack. I've worked on various technologies. I moved to Berlin in a more front end focused role. And yeah, I was also from India.
Great. So why did you decide to look for a job abroad?
It was not a decision right away. We were kind of getting a few opportunities. A few of the recruiters reached out to both of us, and that got us thinking that maybe this is something which we could try. And it just happened. We didn't decide it right away. Like, it was around last year mid when we thought that why not give it a shot. And we kind of thought that maybe out of India, it would give us different kind of exposure, both product-wise and technology-wise, and I guess travel for sure.
Yeah.
We wanted to travel. We both love traveling. So we thought maybe moving to Europe or something, it will give us better options to travel, you know, longer duration. So yeah.
Yeah. Definitely one of the reasons why we wanted to move to Germany specifically.
Yeah.
Great. So how did your story with Van Hack start?
Yeah, well, I could start. So I came to know about Van Hack probably like a year and a half back through Facebook, I believe, or some other source. I cannot really remember. I got to know a general picture of what Van Hack does, but I did not really actively pursue it that time because we were not ready to move out or something that time. It kind of started actually like probably last year, August or something, when there was this women event being conducted, and I got interested. We were also thinking of moving out and maybe like try something abroad. So I kind of referred her to join Van Hack and attend the women's event, and that's where it actually started off.
Yeah, he actually kept on getting emails for finishing the English test and also doing other tests which were there. And honestly, we kind of thought, is it really true or is it a scam? So we didn't pursue it for a while. So last year when the women hiring event came up, there were quite a few offerings from Van Hack itself. So we kind of thought, why not give it a shot and see? I mean, it's just maybe a month or two we can explore. And that's when it started.
So how was your job search before Van Hack?
Before Van Hack, actually, we didn't try searching jobs out of India that actively. There were a few recruiters who reached out, and that was it. We didn't try, but we knew LinkedIn was a platform where we could try searching, but we didn't try actively. So,
yeah, I wouldn't say actively, but like just before applying for Van Hack, we were thinking and seeing a few things, but it was really difficult to find jobs, I would say, which are actually sponsoring visa.
Correct.
And, like the realistic ones, which are not really filled up. So probably that's where Van Hack came in.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did Van Hack help you on your journey?
I think the most important thing which we would like to highlight is it showed us that there were jobs where our visa would be sponsored, and we had that kind of support that we don't have to worry about it. Like if I as a candidate, I want to go and work somewhere else, then the only thing I need to do is just clear the interview maybe. And then I don't have to worry whether my visa will be sponsored by the company or not. So that's, I think, a very important thing in which Van Hack helped us. Majority, or I guess all of the jobs for which we were trying to look at, they all had the visa sponsored. So that was very important. And I think that applies to both of us. I have, I think I got additional help because I was part of the hiring event. So, yeah.
Okay. So can you tell us about your, you know, experience with the interview process?
Yeah, sure. Maybe I can go first. So mine started off sometime in October, I guess, or November. Sometime. So there was an initial screening round with, of course, there's a CV shortlisting, which goes through VanEck. And after that, there was a screening call with the recruiter, company recruiter, who kind of gave an overview of what the role is and how the company is and what they're doing. It's like a general recruiter call. And once that gets cleared, I was like in a, you can say like an interactive interview where I had to do some live coding with one of the senior members of the team. That was like another step which decides whether I go move forward or not. After that, there was like a loop interview, what they call. So it's like a set of five interviews, technical and, you know, the behavioral combined, you can say, which had like everything from design to coding to system design to just general conversations and behavioral interviews. I actually even had a conversation with my, you can say, my current manager earlier. It was like more of a behavioral interview, more probably like a cultural fit. So I think in total I had seven rounds plus one with recruiter. There were of course a couple of you know, interactions with the recruiter as well in between. But I think 7 to 8 rounds, mostly.
Yeah. For me, it was mostly similar. So my CV was shortlisted from VanEck, and then I had one initial screening round with the HR. And after that, I had 1.5 hours or so a round with my current manager. And it was more of a mix of both technical and system design and behavioral, all of those things, a mix of all of those. And then when that round was cleared, I was in a series of 3 or 4 interviews taken back to back, system design, technical coding, and then a HR round and some general technical round, all those things. So after it was completed, that was it. Once this was done, they came back to me with the offer.
Okay. So did you have a call or session with an interview advisor from VanEck to help you prepare for the interview? So how was it?
Yeah, we had. Actually, for both of our case, I can speak for myself. So for the before the first interview and also before the final interview, I had Marina from VanEck. She spoke to me, she guided me, what are the things which I should be focusing on, and what kind of questions can I expect. She also helped me try to understand what the company could be asking for. It was very helpful, for sure. Very, very helpful.
Yeah, pretty much same for me. Not much on the technical aspect, I would say, but the behavioral aspect was definitely, you can say, coached. Yeah. We kind of learned how to interview.
Correct.
Which was definitely something we did not know. We were like, especially from the places that we come, like in India, it's not that important always, because it's mostly, the interviews are mostly focused on the technical aspects. But something that we found different when applying abroad is that there's a lot of importance given to cultural fitment, and yeah, we were clueless, and VanEck has definitely helped in that.
Yeah, you know, how to, the thing that how do you present yourself and how do you prove that you are actually the candidate who can work in this company? How do you prove that? And it's all in a video call nowadays, so it becomes tougher. So VanEck definitely helped us navigate that.
Okay, so did this, you know, interview advice session, or the mock interview as we call it, they helped you to feel more confident for your actual interview?
Absolutely.
We were actually kind of advised to prepare and, you know, certain set of questions and, you know, to read up about the company from before, so that we know what kind of questions can we expect. And there would be something common, some questions we would know that these questions are always going to come. So we don't go clueless to the interview thinking that I don't know what are the kind of cultural fitment questions which are coming for me. So that kind of thing never happened.
Yeah.
So it definitely made us more confident.
And also resources about the company. So I think both of us were provided specific things to read about the companies that we're applying to. Correct. So that we were better prepared, always better prepared about the behavioral part at least.
Yes.
Before we went for the interview.
Yeah.
Great. So how was the feeling, you know, when you received the job offer?
Okay. So I got it first. Her event was taking a bit of time. We kind of applied during the same time, but my process went a little faster and I got it first. And it was a mix of, you know, excitement and, but it was also like something that I was finding hard to digest because she had not got the job yet. And we were kind of concerned about that as well. So it was a mix of happiness as well as concern.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to leave my job and I wanted him to pursue this. We were kind of confused. But I guess the moment I got the offer, it was really great because we knew at that point that, yeah, now it really started. Now we can start doing all the other things, maybe process the visa, and now we can finally fly. So it was really nice.
Okay. So was there a time during your process that you thought about giving up? I mean, you know, if it at all happened, when it happened and why did it happen?
Not really. I think our process was pretty fast from
very
the
fast,
time
I
it started.
Say. Very fast.
It was quite fast.
Yeah,
not really.
Yeah. Actually, we delayed, at least for me, there was a family crisis and I kind of delayed my interview for 2-3 weeks, I guess. And after that, when the interview started, it was done within 2 weeks or so. It was really fast. So we didn't get time to think that should we give up or not. Yeah.
Okay. So Debarg, you mentioned that you referred Paulomy to VanHack, right? So what was your experience with VanHack's referral program?
Oh, it was brilliant. You can refer someone and get some money out of it.
Yeah.
So it's really nice. So I would say that if other people who are maybe viewing the video later on, so if they really have someone who wants to relocate and, you know, has the potential to get a job, definitely should be referred. It's good for the person who is referring because they can probably get some money out of it. And also for, you know, there's a lot of companies hiring abroad. So it's probably like great to get a job.
It's pretty smooth.
Yeah.
I mean, he only referred me and I mean, he gave me the sign up link. I signed up, I finished my initial English test and a few technical tests. And then I was on board. I could start applying to jobs.
Yeah.
It was very, very fast.
Okay. And Paulomy, you mentioned that you attended one of the Women in Tech event that happened in VanHack, right? So how was your experience with that particular event?
I attended the event for last year, September. It was really great. There were quite a few offerings from VanHack even before the event started. We had 2 weekly classes for one month where we were coached on both technical and behavioral questions. Technical, actually, lots of things were covered, initial basic technical questions as well as system design and all. But those are the things probably people can manage to learn on their own. I would rather highlight a lot on the behavioral rounds and the behavioral coachings. They were great. I mean, I had got no clue what kind of questions would actually be asked in an interview when you apply abroad. The scenario is completely different from the kind of questions you get asked in an Indian interview. And it kind of opened our eyes. My event, that helped him also, I would say, because... Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
We kind of discussed and we were like, wow, really? This also it's a criteria for getting a job. Okay.
I mean, in the event, what I really loved was we were actually prepared on certain set of questions and we were also given... few additional questions to think about later on, and there were proper guidelines like what kind of things could be asked and maybe these are the points which you could follow, and we were asked to prepare a set of answers to those and we could go back and ask our questions on those if needed. It was an eye-opener, I would say. It was awesome. And I guess because if it was a women hiring event, there were few specific jobs which were being posted just for the women developers. So obviously it gave us a kind of edge. And it was in a short span of time, a lot of companies came up with a lot of jobs. And I think it just made the process speed up quite a bit.
Okay. So how were the days of the hiring event?
Because it is not a face-to-face thing. I had heard that VanHack had a few face-to-face virtual hiring events. I didn't get to attend that. For the virtual ones, we had a few calls with the companies. A few of the companies came and they pitched their ideas. But mostly it was a lot of jobs were being posted. The recruiters in VanHack, people like you, you shortlisted our resumes and then we could just apply to jobs.
Okay. So how was the, entire process after the event actually happened?
So after the event actually happened, I got shortlisted in one or two companies, and my current company, I was shortlisted in that, and there was a call which I had with one of the recruiters of VanHack, and I was given kind of a basic technical, I wouldn't say question, it was kind of a screening, and we were given kind of some idea, like what kind of questions could be asked and all those things, and after that, the actual hiring started.
So, do you recommend being part of a hiring event at VanHack?
200%, for sure. I mean, it kind of puts you in that mental state, I would say, where you know what you have to prepare on, and it takes off that load from you to think about what kind of questions you need to answer in the cultural fitment. And also for the technical round, there is a proper guideline which you would be getting, that's for sure. I would recommend this to anyone, for sure. I actually recommended you of my friends. They were part of the next event.
Awesome. That's great to know. So guys, what tips would you give to VanHackers who are looking to get hired abroad?
I can go first. I think first thing would be to be true to your actual skills. Like, don't say that I can work on that and I can learn that and then I can apply for this job. Don't be that person, because it makes it tough for everyone. Whatever you have written in your resume, you should really be confident on that. That's for sure. I mean, that's, I think, the basic thing which we would like to recommend.
Yeah, fix the resumes, I would say. Not overwriting stuff. And I think there's a lot of importance giving, especially during the behavioral and fitment rounds, about the kind of work that you have done in the past. So you really need to cite examples and stuff. So you should write what is the kind of work that you actually want to do, I would say, and tuning resumes to specific jobs is probably also important, because you might have a general set of skills, which while a job description for a specific job might want a specific a band of that experience that you have. So maybe you can focus on that and tune your resume. So I think resume is very important when applying for jobs abroad.
Yeah, I think it also comes down to the kind of work culture which we have abroad, because back in India, a person would work on 10 different skills and they would work on 10 different things together. Here, it's a lot more focused. So if you're working on React, you are mostly working on React. So that's what people here want to see, whether you know your skill to a really deep level or not. And obviously, all the companies, they have certain culture which they follow, which we can actually go and see in their web pages and all, and that's something which you really need to align, and you need to think, you need to prepare for those questions, that whether I really I can really work in this space or not, the kind of values which this company has, whether do I think in the same way or not. So that's something which one really needs to think about and prepare, and it's really important when you give the interview. And here, actually, we kind of assume back in India that the technical interviews are completely focused on the technical side. Here, it's not that all the while. Even in the technical interview, people are going to have a bit of cultural questions. So you have to understand that and answer accordingly.
And also, I would add reading the job description. So again, probably a different thing which we experienced in India. Job descriptions were very generic, and it would be like some standard set of description which would apply for 10 different jobs. But usually, from the experience that we had applying to jobs abroad, it's more focused and it's true to the kind of work that it's that you're supposed to be doing. So reading job descriptions and maybe applying to the right ones is also important, I would say.
Yes.
Instead of randomly applying to 100 different jobs,
correct.
It's important to read and apply to the 10 jobs that probably suit you more.
Yeah, that I think is very important, because we made it a point that we will only apply to the ones where we feel that, yeah, I really want to work in this role. So that was very important. And I think Vanak had a few sessions on resume building. That kind of helped quite a bit. It made us understand what all is needed. That was very helpful.
Okay. So how was the visa and relocation process?
You can start?
Yeah. So for us, there was a bit of delay because of this pandemic and stuff. And when we got our offers, it was almost like Christmas. So there was also additional delay because of like offices being closed and getting appointments and things. But in both our cases, since it's Germany, it's not very difficult to get a visa as such. But it's just that you have to get an appointment with your embassy, and that might take a while. So we were both supported during the time, throughout the time, about the documentation and what all to like get ready and a lot of things. But I mean, it's a time taking process. Usually like takes from 2 to 3 months probably. For us, it took, I think, almost 2.5 months.
Yeah.
But considering that the pandemic is going on, I think it was pretty good. And it was smooth. There was nothing as such. You got the visa,
I think the two toughest things which were there were getting the appointment in an embassy near you. That was a hurdle. And other thing was, Germany requires a lot of documentation, like quite a lot. So getting the visa is actually not an issue here in Germany. So if you have your documentation in place and if you go to the appointment in proper time, we got it in one day. We actually got it in a day. We went on a Thursday, and Friday afternoon, we were just chit-chatting, thinking, when are we going to get the visa? And then we just got the email that, yeah, you have got the visa, you can come and collect it. So the actual process was very, very fast. But the days before that, they were really longer, we would say. The documentation is really, really huge. So, yeah. In our case, I think he got a bit of initial support from Vanak. A person had reached out to him, gave the initial details, but then our individual companies, they thought of taking up the process on their own, and they kind of helped us.
Okay. So how is life now in Berlin?
It's a very clean place. I really love the sky here. It's nice and blue. Other than that, the public transport is awesome. Finding a house here is a bit tricky.
It's difficult.
You have to really start early. Other than that, it's a place where there is a bit of rules and all. So it's actually nice if you know someone who can guide you a bit. It was not the same in our case. We didn't know anyone here. So we learned quite a bit of things on our own. Other than that, everything is under lockdown, so everything is closed. We want to travel a lot. We are not getting the chance to do that yet, but yeah, we saw cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
Some win. Yeah,
great. So guys, do you have any words for the VanHack team or any specific VanHack team members?
I think we have only nice things to say about VanHack because everyone we have interacted with, because I was part of the event, I think I got the chance to interact with a lot more people. Like everyone was so helpful, like literally everyone. I spoke to Beeta and you, like you were my recruiter, and then I also spoke to Christy, Marina, Alina, everyone, they were very helpful. And anytime, I actually bugged everyone quite a bit in Slack, asking a lot of questions. Whenever I had any questions, I would literally go to Slack and ask, hey, I have this question, I have this doubt, and everyone came back. So it was a very smooth experience, and we really loved everyone at VanHack. Everyone is very friendly, everyone is very approachable, and yeah, we would recommend it to anyone, actually. I think we missed mentioning Alan.
Alan, yes.
Yeah.
For me, because he was really great.
Yeah.
So, we've had a very good time with VanHack, and it's not like, I would say I have experience with a lot of other recruitment agencies who do something similar, but VanHack is different. It's like
they become your friends.
Yeah, exactly. You become they're like your friends, and you can really talk to them about things, and they'll help you out, and the process goes really nice.
It's not the kind where the recruiters are going to. We have seen that it also happens in India. Many a times, the recruiters are going to force you to get a job because there obviously is some benefit associated with it for them, but we didn't see it in VanHack. It was really very open, and everyone answered all kind of questions which we would ask even to a friend. So like Alan was to him what Beetan was to me. They were really, really helpful, and we really loved everyone there.
It was really good. I'll recommend it to anybody who asked me about it, and anybody wanting to get a job abroad definitely should go to VanHack.
Yes. And not only that, even the sessions, whoever were taking the sessions, I would definitely say Fernanda, Marina Goes, Marina Krachi. These are the people whom I spoke to. They did their homework whenever they came to take the sessions. That's a very good thing, which I would like to highlight. Like, you just don't come to a session and just say whatever comes to your mind. They did their homework. They would come with everything prepared and not waste our time. So definitely great.
Yeah. Especially, I think what she's referring to is the mock interviews that you're having. So it's not like we are the only ones preparing. So they were also preparing, and they used to give specific tips for that specific company that we are interviewing for. So
correct.
It was really helpful.
We were asked questions which we never knew could actually exist. And actually, in my case, some of the questions, they were actually asked in my actual interview. So definitely great.
Awesome. Great. So thanks a lot, guys. It was really a pleasure talking with you. And, all the very best for your great time in Germany. And I really do hope this pandemic situation gets over so you guys can finally start traveling.
Yeah, sure.
We hope so too.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the VanHack Podcast. Make sure to create your account at vanhack.com to access jobs that are hiring from abroad.